Okay, today's daf is daf Chof. The last thing we had yesterday was that someone who was brought, he was b'chayv himself on a teda, and he wanted to be yotze with his teda chagiga, or he was b'chayv himself on a ziris, and he wanted to be yotze his carbon a ziris using mos of meiser, from Yerushalayim. That he's not going to be able to be mavato what he wanted to do because of what appeared to be a condition. Because over here, amirasoi legavok and mishirasoi lehedyot, it's as if it was already done. The moment he said arealai toda, that's it. Now he can't come back and be remifarish, so to speak, what he wanted to do. Same thing is true about the naziris. Now there's another case, which is not negia hegdesh, where a person says something, and it's as if it was already chal. Because that was the problem over here. Normally we would interpret, since the chalois hasn't come yet, the person says, I'm going to bring something. Okay, you make a condition. Condition isn't mekuyam. So then you don't have to keep the condition. The whole point over here is that the moment that you say it, it's too late to make conditions. There's another place where there's such a halacha, and that's by a shchiv meira. By a shchiv meira, we gave him dinim in order, the rabbanim were mitakein, in order of somebody who's holding at the point of death, is very tense about being mechalik is nechosim. He doesn't want any problems. It's not mefarish. It's dvorim. Doesn't necessarily have time to make kinyonim and so on and so forth. So over there, b'shchiv mirat says once he says something, so then it's as if already there was a kinyon. So there was a similar mice of ahu gavra. There was a shchiv mirat. There was a man that was dying, and he said, give 400 zuz leploni, v'linsiv barti, and let him marry my daughter. Amrav papa arba mea shakya. The guy gets, gets the $400, because that's immediately chal. But the daughter, it's up to him, iboy nasi, iboy lo nasi. Because after all, once, it's the same case, once he already gave over the money, he can't not say, I'm giving the money over, but it's not. Time of the Omer Havulek, Valinsev. Now the only reason is, because he said it in that order. He said, give him $400 and let him marry my daughter. But suppose if he would have said, Linsiv Barte, let him marry my daughter and then give him $400. So then obviously then it's a condition. Inosiv Shokel, Ilonosiv Lo Shokel. In which case, as Tosis points out, the same thing would have been true about the previous case that we had by Kotche. If he said that I want to be yotzev by chagiga, and I will bring this tommy, this teda to be yotzev by chagiga, then it would be the same thing over here. If you could be yotzev by chagiga, then fine, then it's a teda. If not, not. I mean, the same thing. If he marries my daughter, he gets the $400. Yosef Marema, the Kormel HaShemaitze, Mishmei Denavsh. So he, Ramaremar, was saying, Mitzad HaSvora, what we said a moment ago, Rish Lokesh asked Rabbi Yochanan, what would be the din if the guy said, Hari Alai, Toda Veitzeba Yedech Hagiga. So Rabbi Yochanan answered him. Ramaremar didn't know from the question. The answer, he said over himself, that if somebody would say such a thing, the din is, Nodur Veinu Yaitze. Omale Ravina Maremar. So Ravina told Maremar, Aton Hachibatim Zohar. You say it over that way, without asking it as a question, which Rish Lakish asked, and which Rabbi Yochanan answered, as if it's a Dover Poshet. But Anan, we didn't learn it that way. We learned it, Kidaboy Mine Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan Masin Allah. We learned it as a question that Rish Lakish had asked. Was it a Dover Poshet? And Rabbi Yochanan answered him that the din is that since he said it in that order, it's chal, and it's no longer possible to make it tonight. Toni Tana Kameder of Yitzchak Barava. So there was, a Tana was saying over Bryces in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Barava, and he said, the posik vayakrev et ha'ola vayaseh kamishpat. Here in the Parshas HaMiluim, Rashi learns the vayakrev et ha'ola is referring to the Ola of Shmini, which was the Shmini Shal Miluim, which Aaron HaKohen had a chiyuv to bring, and that was personal, because it says over there, Kach Lecha Egel Ben Bakar, It's very nogea which oila it is, because lemaisa oilas tzibur, if we're going to learn that this is an oilas tzibur, the only oilas tzibur that requires a smicha is par halamdova and par vavedizor, the par oila. So it's very problematic to say that we should learn the din of smicha, which we're going to learn from here. But so right, therefore, Rashi learns to talk about the carbon of Aaron. Lemaisa Tosfos argues for many reasons, although Rashi's pshat fits in better in many, many places, as Tosfos himself points out. And he learns, okay, maybe this is a getter of, that was miyuchad, l'shah, but that chelik we don't learn out from the miyuchad, which is a problem, because normally we don't learn out b'chal deres from shah. But let's assume, like Rashi's pshat, by greater say, law, this was... Sorry?
After we do the details, does Rabbi have a made-up shot or not? Is this going on?
A what?
It's so a made-up shot. I'm sorry, made-up that phrase.
A made-up shot.
Yeah.
Vayakrevito lave yaseka mishpat. So what does it mean, vayaseka mishpat? There was no mishpat at this point, right? Didn't say anything about how to bring the oil. What's the mishpat? Must mean that vayaseka mishpat is a reference back to the dinim of Korbonus of Eilah, which had been said previously in the beginning of Vayikra, which was Eilas Nedava, where over there it said, Bechiev of Smicha. So therefore, it must be telling me that even an Eilah which was a Chiev, such as this one for the Miluim, so Kemishpat, Olat Nedava, Limed al Olat Chovash to Unas Smicha. So from here we see that it says Beferish in Vayikra v'samach yado. Here it doesn't say what to do about the oila of the miluim. Must be the only mishpat it could be referring to is the earlier mishpat here in Vayikra itself. Amar lei, so Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba said to the Tana, "Where'd you get that from? The Amalecha money. Who do you think is the Tana that taught you? According to which shita did you say that over? It's got to be Beit Shammai." Why do I say it's got to be Beit Shammai? Because it's only Beit Shammai de lo gamre shalmei cheva mishalmei nedav. Beit Shammai doesn't learn out the shlamim of chova from the shlamim of nedava. Therefore, you need to have a special pasuk over here. Otherwise, he would have just said, ma matzinu. I need a special pasuk by Aseka Mishpat to tell me that the Torah is saying, learn over here the din of the oila of the miluim from the, which is an oilas chayva, from a normal oilas nedava back at the beginning of Vayikra. Therefore, he needs a special pasuk to tell me over here. But Beit Shammai, who says in the Mishnah that you bring shlamim, but ein simchim aleihem. Now, what in the world is that supposed to mean? You bring shlamim without smicha? Why not? Because these are shlamim that you're bringing as a chiyuv. Shalmei chagiga, shalmei simcha. Right? So if that's the case, said the Torah never said that you have to do smicha on the chayva. It only said that you have to do smicha on the shlamim that are mentioned at the beginning of Vayikra. So what do we see, Aliba de Beit Shammai? That I don't necessarily on my own say, well, I mean, if a shlamim requires smicha when it's being brought as in the Dharma and the Dhammas, so why shouldn't it require smicha when the Torah is mechayev? I don't say that. Oh, so if I don't say that when it comes to an oila, I won't say it either. Aaron is mitzvah to bring an oila schayva for the miluim. Is he semech or not? No, I don't make a mamatzinu from a neder and a nedava to a chayva. Therefore, the Torah needed to add vayaseh kamishpat to tell me that the halacha over here was indeed that an oilas chayva requires smicha. But if you were learning like Beis Hillel takes for granted in the Mishnah, you do smicha on shlamim, even though these are shalmei chayva. How does he know? Must be because he says it's a davar pashut. If you do it for the darim and the davas, why wouldn't you do it for the chova? So you just take over a brisa now that only makes sense. Aliba the sheet of Beit Shammai. Of course, according to this, we're learning that the machlokus in the Mishnah between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel is not if you're semech when you need to be semech, but whether there's a chiyuv of smicha. Completely different way of learning the Mishnah. Remember, in the Mishnah is a machlokas gentleman. Vimit chazek. Richie. We're ready for war. Otherwise, it's all over.
Lost already. What, are you kidding?
Yeah, that's because you weren't ready for war. Honestly, that's the only reason you lost. I'll start from the beginning. It is very simple. But you have to be ready for war. Otherwise, Iran's going to get us, for sure. If we can't fight Milchamta Shalteira, forget about it. You ready? Ready. Okay. In the Mishnah, is a machlokes bechamia beit Hillel. If you're bringing a korban shlomim for your chagiga, which you have to do, it's a chayva, whether you do smicha on yontif. Rashi in the Mishnah was mefarish, what's the basis of the machlokes? Whether the iser of being semech on a behema, which is the equivalent of the iser of riding on a horse on Shabbos, whether they asked even for the dinim of the carbon in the Beit HaMikdash, correct? Here, we find a completely different approach. The approach over here is that the machlokes Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel is whether bichlal you need smicha. That's how Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba understood the Mishnah. What was the basis of the machlokes? The dinim of smicha are said in the opening of Vayikra on a carbon shlomim that you donate on your own, a voluntary shlomim. But where the Torah was mechayev you a shlomim, it never said anything about how to bring it. So the question is, do I take for granted that I should bring a carbon shlomim that is a chovah, that I'm forced to bring, mitzad hadin? Do I learn it out of the shlomim that is in a davar? That's the question. Fine. That's how he understood the Mishnah. So Beit Shammai holds, no, you don't have to be Semech. Torah didn't say to be Semech. Beit Hillel says, you need to be Semech. Why should there be a difference between Nidava and Chova? Right? That's how he's learning the Mishnah. Given that he's learning the Mishnah that way, when a Tana came to him, Stam one day, he wasn't even learning Beitz at the time. So Stam one day, Atana was coming along, was explaining. Atana over here means a bocher in the yeshiva that goes over his tone, the Mishnayos. So he says things over Mishnayos, prizes. He's like a resource person. So when he said over to him, he was going over the psukim, the drushes on the psukim. So he was saying over the parshas Hamiluim, where it says, Vayakreves ola, Vayaseh kamishpat. So what he had learned in a braisa was, what's the meaning of kamishpat? The way it's supposed to be. What do you mean the way it's supposed to be? What did it say about the way it's supposed to be? Must mean the way it was supposed to be if it had been a nedava. And what is the impact of that limud? Just like by a nedava we know the oila needs smicha. From here we learn that an oila scheva also needs smicha. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba said to him, look buddy, you better understand that that braisa that you just told me over is only meaningful according to Beit Shammai. Because according to Beit Hillel, it's a given that there's no difference between a chova and a dava. So why does the pasuk have to tell me that vayaseh kamishpat? Obviously, I mean, that's the din. But according to Beit Shammai, who we see in our Mishnah, holds that there's no, unless you're told, you don't automatically apply the dinim of the dava to the dinim of chova. V'haraya, he says, don't do smicha on a carbon shlomim that you're bringing as a chovah on yantiv. According to him, inochinami, I need to have a special pasuk to teach me that when it comes to an oila, there is a chiyuv of smicha even though it's a chovah. But don't get confused to think that according to Beit Hillel I need that drush. You'll have to find another explanation of that kamishpat. Okay. Straight? Clear? Very good. So now that means, though, once he said that to him, he opened up our eyes to a totally different approach to the Mishnah now. I mean, we never would have dreamt that's the approach about, do you need smicha? We took for granted the question is, are you allowed to do smicha? All right. So let's take a look now inside. I said that over all outside. Amarle, the Amarle Chamani, who is the one, according to Hushita, you learned that braita? Only Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai don't learn out Shamei Chova Mishamei Nidava. So according to them, the Shlomim of a Chova are different than the Shlomim of a Nidava. But if you would try to say such a drasha, Aliba de Beit Hillel, it would make no sense. Because he Beit Hillel, even the Gamri Shamei Chova Mishamei Nidava, according to them, there's no difference. For Arai in the Mishnah, they say, go ahead and you have to do Smicha, even on a chagiga, which is a shalme chayva. They must have learned that out from a mamatzino, a simple mamatzino. If that's the din by nedava, why would it not be the din by chova? So then, according to them, obviously, lo tiboikro, why would they need a pasuk of ayaseh kamishpat by themselves, gamri me'olat nedava? They would have learned it on their own without any pasuk of ayaseh kamishpat. Wait, wow. How do you know this? How did Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba take for granted? How do you know that even given your pshat in the Mishnah, that they're arguing about whether you need smicha, how do you know that Beit Hillel on their own was saying that you need smicha because you learn out the Korban Chagiga Shlamim from the normal Nidava Shlamim? Dilma me'olat chova gamre. Maybe actually what happened is that Beit Hillel relied on this drasha that the Tana just taught, namely vayaser kamishpat, that the Torah is teaching us that even an oilas chova is also required to have smicha. Ah, says Beit Hillel, oh, so that means the Torah is teaching you that there's no difference between a chova and an adava. But it was only after he learned the drasha that he knew that that would be true about the shlami. Not that he figured it out on himself and he doesn't need this drasha. So what's Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba saying? Oh, it couldn't be Beit Hillel. Maybe Beit Hillel is only ex post drasha. That's the question. So dilma mi olat chova gamre, but olat chova gufa boikro? I mean, he needs the pasuk for olat chova. Wait a minute. Explain to me, so Maishno Mishamene Davadalo Gamri. Shekin Mitsuy. So Meolat Chovanamelo Gamri Shekin Kol. Excuse me, it doesn't make any sense. Because, look, in order not to make an assumption, there has to be some reason that it's not. I mean, you're coming along, you're saying, the Torah said, a din of smicha nedava. But, why would that apply to a Chovan? And why not? But why not? Why should you think there's a difference? Okay, so I could say, listen, a carbon which is 99%, this is the type of the carbon that I will find, nedava. One out of 100 carbonite shlamim is of this unique, rare type, which is a carbon chagiga, right? So I won't necessarily say that a rare form of a thing is going to share the special dinim that are said about how it is you should do it for the typical carb, okay? But once you're telling me that I'm going to make that kind of distinction between the carbon shlamim of a chayv and the carbon shlamim of an adava, so then you have to make the same type of distinction between a carbon shlamim of a chayv and a carbon anila of a chayv. Because you're saying, since I saw the Torah said to do the oilas chayv like the oilas of an adava, then I'll do the same thing for a shlamim. How do you jump to such a conclusion? You could say, Miolot chova namilu gamre. I have no right to learn the dinim of a carbon shlomim from a carbon oila. After all, shekin kalil, an oila is brought entirely on the mizbeach. So it has a higher level of kedusha. So therefore the Torah was mechayev me, perhaps smicha. But who's to say that a shlomim, a chagiga, I would have to say smicha. So if you're not ready to accept that Beit Hillel would have learned shlomim of chova directly from shlomim of nedava, then you can't tell me that he's learning shlomim of chova from ola of chova. Therefore, said Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba, obviously, it's only Beit Hillel because Beit Hillel, it's only Beit Shammai because Beit Hillel does learn directly the chova form of a carbon from the nedava form of the carbon. That's what he did by Shlamim, so that's what he would do by Ayla. Therefore, if you need this pasuk kabishpat, it could only be like Beit Shammai. That's the meaning. Says the Gemara. Wait.
Therefore, you shouldn't rule on this. Therefore, we shouldn't rule or rely on this.
No, you're going to have to figure out what the drush would be. Aliba, Aliba, Beit Hillel, he's trying to say. But now we're showing. Okay, you can't learn out one from the other, says the Gemara, but you can. The Mishnah, it's not necessarily true what Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba said. Because Atyam Bibinayim, it could well be that the Braita that the Tana was quoting was true even Aliba de Beit Hillel. Because once I know that you need smicha on an olat chova, now I can learn out shlomim that are chova from a mamatzinu between olat chova and shlomim that are nedava. Ha! You see? Because you say, look, and therefore Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba is wrong. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba was assuming that it must be that Beit Hillel learned shlomim of chova directly from shlomim of nedava. And therefore he doesn't need a pasuk kamishpat. Not true. Suppose he wouldn't have learned either an oila chova form from the oila nedava form, or the shlomim chova form from the shlomim nedava form. Fine. And we've explained why. Can't learn it out because that's matsui. This is not matsui. Very good. Now comes along the Torah and tells me oila chova also requires smicha. Ah! Can he learn it out from oila? No, because an oila is after all Khalil. Ah, but he can learn it out between the two. Tell me that the reason that you need smicha on the oil is because it's Khalil? No, not true. A regular shlomim, which is not Khalil, requires smicha. So that can't be the reason. Ah, but the regular shlomim is mitsuyan? True, but the oil schova isn't. Find the common denominator between them. You need smicha. In which case, he maybe does need the drasha of Kamishpat in order to conclude that Shlomim of Chova Chagiga requires smicha for our Mishnah. Therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba was wrong in insisting that it's only going Aliba de Beit Shammai. Things are seldom what they seem. Skim milk masquerades as cream. So you never know. Now, according to this, the machlokus in the Mishnah between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel is whether you need smicha. Uh-huh. So you're telling me now that Beit Shammai, who says, don't do smicha on chagiga, savre Beit Shammai that shalmei chova lo ba'u smicha? Telling me that Beit Shammai shita is that chagiga doesn't require smicha. Vatanya Amar Rabbi Yosi lo nechleku Beit Shammai Beit Hillel ala smicha atzma shetzarich. They're not arguing about whether you need smicha. What are they arguing about? Amar nechleku al tekef l'smicha shchita. They're arguing on whether the smicha has to be immediately before the shchita or not. That's what they're arguing on. So therefore, when Beit Shammai is saying don't do smicha today on Yontif, what he means is, do it yesterday. You don't have to be over on Yantav to do smicha. So Beit Shammai Amrim Eino Tzorich, you don't need tekef l'smicha shchita. And Beit Hillel Amrim Tzorich. So now this is yet a second, which is a third pshat in the Mishnah. Rashi's opening pshat, which lemais is the pshat of Rabbi Yochanan in Masechet Chagiga, is that the machlokus is whether there's a gezeira d'rabbanan about riding an animal or being mishtamish with a baal chai, even benogea karbonis. Right? That's one explanation. Okay. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba's explanation is that there's a machlokas about whether there's a need of smicha at all on a shalmei chova, like a karbon chagiga. And now we have yet another explanation, Rabbi Yossi's explanation. Machlokas Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel is whether you need to do smicha the same day that you're doing the shchita, or it's one of those things that could have been done before Yantar.
Isn't there a vidui of smicha?
When there's, you're bringing a khatas, sure.
So why is there something?
It's a khatas. It's not only for, you do a vidui b'sha smicha. It's not only for vidui.
But for a shlomim?
No.
If you do
vidui. V'semech. U'beit Hillel amrim tzarich. Okay, so how did we explain now the fact that what is he arguing with Rabbi Yossi, who holds it actually, you do? Who do you want to get? The Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Lo nechleku beit Shammai beit Hillel, I'll take a flesmicha shchita shetzarech. He was relying on this braisa. The braisa says, no, The machlokes is not on taking for smicha shchita. Of course you need taking for smicha shchita. If there's a chiyuv of smicha, it's got to be done today. What are they arguing about? Amanechku, about whether you need smicha. Ala smicha atzma. Oh, okay, fine. That's the way, in fact, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba was learning. He was relying on this brisa. Shebeit Shammai omrim eno tzarich, ubeit Hillel omrim tzarich. So now we have three explanations for the Mishnah. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba's explanation of the machlokas, is there a chiyuv of smicha on a chagiga? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda's explanation of brisa is that what, that's what he's relying on. Rabbi Yossi himself, his explanation is, machlokas is on whether you need to take if the smicha shchita. Rabbi Yochanan's explanation of chagiga, which Rashi said over here on the Mishnah, is whether there's a gzera d'rabbanan about mishtam sheva bal chai, even b'makom d'chiyuv of smicha. Tana rabbanan. Ma'aseh b'hilel azakein, she'evi olato la'azara lismoch aleha. Here comes Hillel HaZaken, always trying to keep the peace, you know. And boy, oh boy, he was about to do something that was going to cause riots and burning cars and God only knows what kind of marches all over Yerushalayim. So he's walking in with his male animal, obviously, because it's an oil, has to be a male. And he's going to do smicha. Naturally, the SMSs go out. Okay, he's coming, guys, he's coming. Everybody's got their stones and their torches. Okay, chibru alav talbidei shamay azakein. So all of the other chassidim come around over here. What's that? What's that? Amen. Mati vasha be'emazo. Oh, this he says. This is a female. I'm bringing it for shlomim. And kishkesh lehem biznava. So he flips the tail for a minute. You know, here it's a female. You know, don't look too close. Here it's a female. So he fools them. If he's ready to expose it, it must not be it's a female, you know. All right, so they left him alone. So they walked away. And Hulam. And then he went ahead, of course, and he did the whole thing, and he was makrivit. He was makrivit. I mean, they're not allowed to be makrivit Ayla, according to them. What's he doing? B'chal yontiv. He was makrivit on yontiv. And oto ayom gavraya adam shel Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. Obviously, they were pretty frightened over here, the Beit Shammai people. Must have been, there was a good majority of Beit Shammais. So bikshulik boa halacha kamotam. They saw they had a rove. Okay, man, this is it. Time for a vote on this issue. There's going to be kover halacha. No korban eilas ria on yontif. Nevayasham zakin echad mitamidei Shammai hazakein. One of the greatest Talmidim of Shammai was Rabbi ben Buta. Rabbi ben Buta knew that the halacha is like Beit Hillel. So why are you there? Shalacha ke Beit Hillel.
According to whom?
He knew because of the Bas Kol, whatever the story was.
In general.
Yeah. So now, there, in the Yerushalmi, the Maisa is different. In the Yerushalmi, it says that Bava ben Buta walked into the Beis HaMikdash and he saw that there were no korbanos. Nobody was bringing the shlamim because they didn't want to bring a shlamim without smicha. They figured, okay, they'll bring it tomorrow. They'll do it properly. Eilas people weren't bringing because of the problem that Beit Shammai was not allowed to bring an eilas. Beis HaMikdash is sitting around, Kohanim is sitting around twiddling their thumbs. So he saw it's a disaster. So he said, it's very, and the Lashon Yerushalmi is very stark. He said, those who come to be meshim, to like destroy or make bottle, the Beis HaMikdash, their own home should be destroyed. Yeah. Referring to Talmidei Beit Shammai. So even though he was from them. So at that point, yeah. So at that point, Shalach, he sent around people into Yerushalayim. Ve'vi kol tzon kedar shev Yerushalayim. He brought all of the best of the tzon that could be brought as a shlami in Yerushalayim, then midam ba'azara, v'amar kol mi sh'ratzeh l'smoch, yavo v'yismoch. Let's go, men. Go ahead. But nobody, he dared anybody to stop him. V'oto ayom gavra yadan shel Beit Hillel. In the end, because of Baba ben Buta, it was his gabrus of Beit Hillel, v'kavu halacha kemotam, v'lo ayasham adam shirer b'davar klum. Nobody had the guts to open up their mouths, connected Baba ben Buta. And that was it. So they were kovei halacha like Beit Hillel.
That's a rabbi.
Yeah. Reshuv Maaseh. And after that, there was another Maaseh. There was always Talmidim that they can't accept the reality. So there are Reshuv Maaseh, but Talmid Echad, Mi Talmidei Beit Hillel, Shevi Alato Lazer, Alismoch Aleha, fine. One of the Talmidim Beis Hillel, he was doing Kalocha. They passed Kalocha Beis Hillel. He's bringing his Oila. He's going to do Smicha. So Matzo Talmid Echad, Mi Talmidei Beit Shammai. So one of the Talmidei Beit Shammai said, well, Mazel Smicha, man. What is this? You know that this is ridiculous. Amar lo, so the Talmid from Beit Hillel says, Mazel Shtika, whatever happened to shutting up? So, what happened with Smicha? What happened to shutting up? You know, you should have learned to shut up. This is over. Shut Koven is Ifav Alakla. So he shut him up with that and walked away. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, you see from here a very important lesson.
There was really a lot of action in the Bessa Mikdash in those days.
There's a lot of action everywhere. And the Mesilas Yesharim learns that this is the reason for the Mishnah that says in Brochas that Rabbi Tarfon, we tell him, Ru'uya Yita Lachuv Ba'atzmecha She'avart Al Divrei Beit Hillel. All he wanted to do was be Machmer. What's he doing wrong? He wants to be Machmer, like, but just doing something wrong to be Machmer. So Mesilas Yesharim's approach is that because of the fact that this was really vicious stuff, being Machmer, where it causes this type of machlokas and the whole Torah was splitting down the middle of the Kishtei Torahs B'Yisrael, being Machmer is a horrible thing. That's what they said. You deserve to die. So anyway, let's just finish.
What's this word?
Nazifa means when you put someone down with a real, like a slap or something. So Omar Abaye says, you learn from him something very important. His friend says something to him, trying to get a reaction. He says something vicious. That's all the guy said over here. He was waiting for a reaction. He was itching for a fight. Hey, mazu smicha! Don't answer at any greater length or in any different fashion than he himself attacked you. Don't open it up any further. Because over here, you amalei mazur smicha, v'kom amalei mazur shtika. Why didn't he just give him a whole drush? What's the matter with you, you idiot? Don't you know that even Baba Dan Buddha was telling me to be Shammai, and what was their svara? Look what it caused. You ask me, so what's the smicha? So you say back to him, so what's the shut up? That's all. Don't let it get out of hand. And that you see from over here how they handle, that's the way to handle an attack of that sort. Tanya, Amru Lahem Beit Hillel Beit Shammai. The brighter we have more detail. Beit Hillel said to Beit Shammai, I don't get it. Mabu Mokum Shasur Lehedyot. Mutar Legavoa. Mokum Shemutar Lehedyot. Eno Din Shemutar Legavoa. I mean, you have a place on Shabbos. Can you make yourself food on Shabbos? Can you bring a carbon for yourself on Shabbos? Of course not. Nonetheless, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chiyuvim, if a Chiyuv could bring the carbon Tomid, you have a Chiyuv to bring the carbon Musaf, you bring it, even though it's Shabbos. Today is Yontif. You're allowed to bring now even your own food, not Kodesh. So what? You shouldn't be allowed to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's food. The Mizbeach is eating the Ayla. Why don't you bring the Ayla? Amrullah and Beit Shammai, come on. You know that that's not true. You yourself agree. Nedarim and Nedavot Yochichu. How about bringing a normal Nedarim today? It's Yontif. Use exactly the same logic. If you're allowed to cook for yourself, why shouldn't you be allowed to cook for God and bring a carbon today? You yourself agreed. You only bring the carbonas that are miyuchet for the day. So you see, mutar le'adyot v'asur le'gavot. So you see, this logic doesn't follow. Amar lam Beit Hillel, wait a second. That doesn't even enter into the equation. Because ma'al adarim le'davot shen kavu lam zman. The adarim le'davot are not part of Yontif at all. I'm not talking about stam throwing things at the Mizbeah. I'm saying the su'udah. The su'udah is whatever karbonis or roi to bring, right? That's the su'udah for the Mizbeah. So your own suda you can make on Yontif. You can't bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu his suda on Yontif. That's what I'm saying. Well, how are you going to answer that? Amrulam Beit Shammai, come on. Who said that you have to bedafka bring your carbon oila today. Why have to bring it today? Somebody who doesn't bring his carbon riyah or his carbon chagiga, he can't bring it tomorrow. Can't bring it the third day of Yontif. Can't bring it the sixth day of Yontif. What's the problem? So it's not kavur, it has to be dafkik today. So avzein kavur lehem zman. These karbanas are not really kavua. It's not mishalo chag biyom tov rishon shel chag. Chogeg v'olech kol haregel kulay. Including even when it comes to Sukkot, even Yom Tov Acharon Shel Chag. Amrulam Beit Hillel, no, that's no argument. Because Avzu Kavua Lazman, that's considered to be Kavua Lazman. Titzan Avar HaRego V'lo Chag, and Ochayav Bachrayuto. If it's after Yom Tov, there's nothing you can do. So don't tell me it's not Kavua, it is Kavua. Elamai, you're telling me you have a makeup period. Nu, a makeup period. That's called lechatchila, to bring with the makeup period. And what happens if something happens and you can't finish your makeup period? Or that's how Rashi learns here. Elsewhere, Rashi is masbir that the ikar chiyev is really on the yontav rishon when you come in. Lo yirupanai reikam. Amrula and Beit Shammai. Okay, but look, I mean, it's a pasuk. You don't like the logic? Ask a kal v'chomer. Go back to the manufacturer. It says lechem in the pasuk. Right? What things can you do on Yontif? Those things which you need for achilas nefesh. Lachem. But only your own achilas nefesh. V'lo legavoa, not for the eating of the Beis HaMikdash. Amrula and Beit Hillel, no. It says, v'chagosim oso chag la'ashem. Kol de la'ashem. Here's where we finally get back to the Inyanim in our mission, after all of the discussions and of the underlying issues that are involved. Im kein ma tamud lomar b'machem. So according to Beit Hillel, why does it say yaseh lachem? That means lachem v'lo lakutim. You can be cook something on Yontif for yourself. You can't cook something on Yontif for a non-Jew. Or lachem v'lo laklavim. You can't cook something for your dog. But you can cook that which you need yourself. That, by the way, is a machlokas between Rebbe Akiva and Achomim, which we spoke about earlier. We'll get to later. Abba Shaul Omra B'Lashon Acheret. Abba Shaul reported the conversation between here the Beit Shammai and the Beit Hillel slightly differently. And he said like this. Ma b'makom shekiratcha setuma kirat rabba prapcha p'tucha. If in a place where your own oven, your own stovetop, is sealed, it's closed because it's Shabbos, you have it turned off. Nonetheless, kirat rabcha, which is the mizbeach, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is cooking his food, it's open. You're bringing the nadarim and nadarim. You're bringing the tamidim and musafim. So makom shekiratcha petucha, where your own stove is turned on and you're cooking breakfast for yourself. It's the same thing, just more poetic, right? V'chein b'din, I mean, doesn't it make sense? Shelo yehi shulchancha malei v'shulchan rabcha reikam. Now, this is not just a poetic issue, because as Tosas explained earlier, this is the reason that we rely on miteich, shehutra letzerech, hutra sheloi letzerech, that you're not being deich emelechas yantim. Because in order for there to be a mitaych, there needs to be some tzerech. The some tzerech is defined by the v'haloi bedinu. This is the tzerech. It's improper. You're to be sitting and eating, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have food, kiviyochol. Okay. So what's the nafkamina over here? B'mai kamiflagin. You'll notice that Abba Shaul leaves out the whole last part of the discussion. That's strange. He only basically paraphrases in more poetic terms the first part of the discussion. But the whole reply of Beit Shammai, well, what about the Nedarim and Nedavos? You yourself agree they're not brought on Yontev, right? No, but that's because they're not Kavu Hazman. Yes, they are Kavu Hazman. That's not called Kavu Hazman. That whole piece is missing. Why is that piece missing? Oh! But my kamiflagate, because my sovereign Nedarim and Nedavos craving beyom tov. Obviously, you can't come back and ask now a question on Beit Hillel from Nedarim and Nedavim if they are brought on Yontif, right? So, I mean, he holds that they are brought on Yontif, so we have to leave out that whole piece. Marsava ain't craving the Yontif. Om Rav Huna says, Rav Huna, I want you to understand something very important over here. Lidivrei ha'omer Nedarim and Nedavim ain't craving the Yontif. I don't want you to make the mistake of thinking, lo tema midiraisa mikhsechasim. Don't think that that man the armor holds that lamaisa, the word la Hashem, means even the Dorim v'nadava is from all year round. It's just the Rabbanan, they were geyser. Why were they geyser? Shema yisheh. They don't want people to be holding all of the karbonis that they're supposed to be bringing, to be holding them for Yontif. But that way, they'll have meat for Yontif, even if they're not going to the Beis HaMikdash. That way they're going to Beis HaMikdash anyway. No, 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 no. That's not the pshat. El afil midiraisin ami lo chazin. It means that it's a din midiraisin, I'll prove it to you. Because the shtei alechem is a chayvas hayoyim. So you have to bring now, on Shavuos, the shtei alechem. You can't bring the shtei alechem the day before, the day afterwards. So obviously, what are you going to say? Shema Yishay Yishtei Alechem. I mean, this is the only time. Nonetheless, since you can bake them from Erev Yontev and they'll still be usable, it's not Decha, not Shabbos, and not Yontev. The Afiyah Yishtei Alechem. So you cook, you bake the Yishtei Alechem even before the Shabbos, before the Yontev, if necessary. And nonetheless, it's not, you don't say it's like the Chagiga over here, because that's the Zman Kavur. The only time you can do the Shechita is on Yontif. You shecht it before, then it's no longer usable. But the Shtei Alech, which is the Chofas Hayom, and therefore, Lech Lamigzah Shema Yesheh, certainly not going to say you're going to leave around and wait to keep your things for Yontif. Ve'ena Deichel, Le'ez HaShabbos, Le'ez Yontif. Must be as a D'Raisa. Iboilu. Le'divrei Aymer, Nedarim, Nedavis, Ain't Craven, Beyond. Let me ask you something. If you hold lamais, you're not allowed to bring a dharma davas on Yontif. And a guy comes in and he goes and he shechts his carbon. My. What's the halacha lagabe zrika? Is it like you did the wrong thing? Zrika itself is similar to being a tikkun and it's usher to do, even though lamais ain't shvus b'migdash. But when something is done wrong, this is how the Mishnah explains, something is done wrong, we don't say ain't shvus b'migdash. So it's similar to a tikkun, the same way that you don't do truma samaisus on Yontif. You don't do zrika on Yontif. So do I do the zrika now of a carbon that wasn't supposed to be brought or not? So Rava Amar Zurich as Adam, Amanat Latir Basar Bachila. You can be Zurich the Dam, even for the purposes now of eating it. Rava Barvun Amar Zurich as Adam, Amanat Laktir Emurim Leberev. That the Zerika over here, even though the Emurim are not Derech Yontif, they don't have to be Derech Yontif. I can bring the Emurim all night. So that's not an issue. But if I don't do the Zerika now, the blood will be Nifsal. I'll never be able to do the Zerika. Then I won't be able to do the Emurim. So you do the Zerika, and you're Matir, the Zerika for the night, even though there's nothing here that I'm going to be eating today, right? Maybe there's no Basa. But Lamaisa, you're allowed to be machshir the carbon. And that way I'll be finished the carbon tonight. My be now the nafkamina would be, if there's nothing to eat. So Rava, according to Rava, okay, I'm only able to do it because I need to eat. If I don't need to eat, I'm not going to be doichin now yontiv, even though it's only drabanan, not going to be doichin, I'm going to be machshir something for tonight. Whereas according to Rabba Baravuna, you're zorik for the tzorach ha'karban, even though it's not a tzorach ha'yom. Meisvei kifsei atzeres sheshachtan shelo lishman, o sheshachtan ben lifnei zmanam, ben liachas zmanam. The kifsei atzeres are the only carbon shlomim that are brought by a tzibur. And those are the karbanis that are brought together with the shtei alechem. And here it says, if you shechted them shelo lishman, or you shechted them now before Shavuos, and yet they had been set aside to be the kifsi atzeretz for shvuas kufa. So what should you do? Adam yizarek v'abasar yeachel. Do the zrika and eat the meat. Of course, if it's Shabbos, you might dashamat lo yizrok. So then, if it's shalolishman, it's possible. By the way, there's a fantastic Kasha and Rambam Shita that Shalolish Man doesn't pass on Korbanos Tzivur. Everybody, so much Torah on this. Everybody asking the Rambam for this case. Kivsei Atzeres have a din of Korbanos Tzivur. So what if they're Shlomi? It says over here that if it's Shalolish Man, somehow you can't use them. Ah, you have the Korbanos Tzivur. Ve'im Zorak Hurtza. If you were Zerit Adam, the carbon is good. Good in terms of what? Good in terms of Amanat, Lakhtere Burim Lahera. Good so that tonight you'll be able to bring the Emuri, and the carbon will be kosher. But you can't bring it today. Fine. Note the words Ve'im Zorak. Okay? Lo Yizrok Ve'im Zorak. So Im Zorak, only B'diavat. But Lechatchila, you can't be Zorak. Okay, according to Rava, fine. According to Rava, this makes perfectly good sense. Because Rava said, do not do Zrika Lechatchila to be Makshir Korban, even though it's only a Shvus. But the Rabbah Bar Avuna, he says, you do Zrika, even where it was done wrongly, such as over here, in order to be Makshir the Korban itself. So the Rabbah Bar Avuna, Kasha. Very nice. It's a kasha. And the Maisa, Ibai Sema, I have a teretz to your kasha already. Ibai Sema, Shaini Shvut Shabbat, Mishvut Yom Tov. Are you asking him? It could be that here we're talking about on Shabbos. Kivsiat Zeres on Shabbos is a bigger chumra. Maybe the Rabbanan are more machmer. Maybe Rava wasn't talking about Shabbos. Rava was only talking about Yontif. Maybe the Isser of Tikkun, it's similar to Tikkun Mana of Zrika Saddam La Ashra Korban. Rabbah Bar Avuna would have agreed on Shabbos you don't do, and only on Yontif you do. Oh, it's not such a big kasha. Fine. Tavchof. Ahu gavad yomelo havelo arba meyazuzi leplani velin tzivbart. From Rav Papa, arba meyazuzi he gets. The girl, that's up to him. Iboi nasiv, iboi lo nasiv. But time the yomer havelo velin tziv. So first havelo. So then it's like a condition. Very nice to take credit on it of your own. Which mishpat? Which teaches you? Omar Leir of Yitzchak Bar Abba, Domer Lechamani, it's only Beit Shammai. His Beit Shammai is Lo Gam Rishalmei Chovim Mishalmei Nedova, which is why in the Mishnah he doesn't require smicha for a chagiga. Because he Beit Hillel, even the God Rishalmei Chovim Mishalmei Nedova, why wouldn't he learn out Olat Chova directly without needing a pasuk? Lo Tibay Kro? Because Gam Rishalmei Olat Nedova all on his own with a Mamatzino. Now wait. Mimai the Beit Hillel Shalmei Chovim Mishalmei Nedova Gamre. Maybe actually, he starts with the Yola Scheva. The Yola Scheva itself, of course, Boikro, and that's the pasuk that we just learned, by Yasek HaMishpat. No. Maishra Mishamin David Lo Gamre. Because he would ask, Shekein Mitsuyin, so if he would try to learn from Yola Scheva, he also couldn't. He would have to ask, Shekein Kalil. Yeah, but Atim Bibinayim, Matzat. So now you're trying to tell me, Savri Beksha Maishame Chuvah Lobo Smicha. But Tanya the Bryce Amr of Yossi, Lo Nech Lakupe Chemay Betilel Al Smicha Atzv. Of course you need Smicha. Amma Nech Lo Al Tekev the Smicha Shchita. She Beit Shammai Amrim Eino Tzarich, Beit Hillel Amrim Tzarich. On the Hudi Amr Kaitana. The Tanya Amr of Yossi, Rabbi Yudah Lo Nech Lakupe Chemay Betilel Al Tekev the Smicha Shchita. If you need Smicha, it's got to be right next to the Shchita. Amma Nech Lakupe, whether you need Smicha, the Smicha Atzma. She Beit Shammai Amrim Eino Tzarich. Beit Hillel Amrim Tzarich. Tan Rabban and Maaseh Bilel Azaken. Sheviol Atol Azara V'smoch Alei B'Yom Tov. Chibru Alav Talmidei Shammai Azaken. I'm like, hey man, Mat Tiva Shabbayim Azon. Omar, nah, this is in a keva. For Zivchei Shlomim Evetia. Here, take a look yourself. Kishke Shvem Aznav. Okulam. Oto Ayom Gavra Yadam Shal Beit Shammai Al Beit Hillel. U'bikshu Likboa Halacha Kemotam. V'yasham Zaken Echad Mitalmidei Shammai Azaken. Ubaba ben Buta Shmo, Shai Yodea Shalacha Kebet Hillel, Vishalach Levi Kotzon Kedar Shabirushalai, and Midam Bazarava Amar, call me Shrotzel Smoch, Yavavi Smoch, באותו היום גברה ידן של בית הלל, וקבוע לאחר כמותם, לא היה שם אדם שערער בדבר כלום. שוב מעשה בתלמיד אחד מתלמידי בית הלל שהביא אותו לעזרה לסמוך עליה, מצאו תלמיד אחד מתלמידי בית שמאי, אמר לו, מה זה סמיכה? אמר לו, מה זה שתיקה? שותקה בנזיפה והלך לו. אמר רבי יוקח, היית סובים ורבונו גם לחברי מילתא. לא להבין לי מילתא, תפי ממה דאון לחברי. דיו אמר לי, מה זה סמיכה? וכה אמר לי, מה זה שתיקה? תניא, אמרו להם בית הלל לבית שמאי, ומה במקום שאסור להדיות מותר לגבוה? מקום שמותר להדיות אינו דין שמותר לגבוה. אמרו להם בית שמאי, נדרים ונדבות יוכיחו, שמותר להדיות ואסור לגבוה. אמרו להם בית הלל, נו, מה לדורים ונדבות, שאין קבוע להם זמן, it's not even part of the equation here. תאמר בעולת ראייה שקבוע לזמן, אמר להם בית שמאי, מה פתאום מצאת קולט קבוע לזמן? אף זו אין קבוע לזמן, דצנן. מי שלא חג ביום טוב ראשון של חג חוגג ולך כל הרגל כל יום טוב האחרון של חג. אמרו להם בית הלל, still, אף זו קבוע לזמן. דצנן עבר רגע לא חג, אינו חייב באחריותו. אמרו להם בית שמאי, אוקיי, bottom line, אבל כבר נאמר, לכם ולא לגבוה. אמרו להם בית הלל, oh, you want it פוסק? אבל כבר נאמר, וחג רותם אותו חג להשם, קודל להשם. גם אתה אומר לומר לכם, לכם ולא לקוטים, לכם ולא לכלבים. אבא שואל אמרה בלשון אחרת, הוא בא במקום שקירתך סתומה בשבת, קירת רבך פתוחה, פרדי תמידי במוספים, במקום שקירת פתוחה על יום טוב, אין עודים שקירת רבך פתוחה, וכן בדין, שלא יהיה שולחנך מלא ושולחן רבך ריקה. ומייקה מפלגי, אבא שואל with the original lesson, my servant and daughter and I was craving beyond them, and therefore Rebbe Beit Shammai never could have responded with the svara of the daughter and the others. Umar Savar ain't craving beyond them. Am Rebuna, le divrei ha'om and the daughter and the others ain't craving beyond them. Don't think that's just a gezera. Lo tema midiraita michta chozer rabbanu negazer gezera shem yishe. And I feel midiraita nami lo chozer. I'll prove it to you. Shtei alechem, chovat hayom nino. V'alek al nigzer shem yishe. Nonetheless, ina doche lo ta shabbat lo ta yom tov. Iboilo. The divrei omer the dormin the davot ain't krevi biyom tov. What would be the din of omer v'shachat? My. The rav amar zoreket atam amenat latir basar ba'achila, not for lechsha korban. Rabba Baravun Amar, even Zoreka Sadama Manat Lakhtir Murun Lehera, Mai Binevik Binev Nitma Basar, or Shavat, Sadli Rabba Lo Zorik, the Rabba Baravun Azorik, Major. Keep say Atzer Shishachan Shalol Shema, or Shishachan Binifez Manam Benachas Manam, Adam Yizorik, the Abbasar Yachel, the Imaita Shabbat, Lo Yizro, the Im Zarak Wurtsa, the Gabim what? Abanat Lakhtir Murun Lehera. So what do you mean, im zarak? In other words, the avadi, the chatchilo lo, it's a bishlek, and the rava nechav, there's no basa, and the rava baravuna kasha, kasha, vibayitem ashayne, shvut shabbat, mishvut yom tov.